So this summer, the prices are down now, but this summer when oil prices reached record highs, energy became a very big campaign talking point.
Gas prices, $4, $5, no end in sight. Because some in Washington are still saying no to drilling in America. No to independence from foreign oil. Who can you thank for rising prices at the pump?
Well, that's a John McCain ad on the issue, and here's one from Barack Obama.
On gas prices, John McCain's part of the problem. McCain and Bush support a drilling plan that won't produce a drop of oil for 7 years. McCain will give more tax breaks to big oil. He's voted with Bush 95% of the time.
Well, who is the problem with energy policy in America? That was then, this is now. Wall Street has imploded. Energy and climate change have been eclipsed by the economic crisis, at least in the political discourse. But the world's looming environmental disaster and our dependence on fuel is only worsening, regardless of the price. And voters need to know how the candidates plan to reverse this global calamity. For a look at how McCain and Obama plan to tackle these issues, we turn now to Martin Smith, who's here in the studios of WGBH with me. In the upcoming Frontline documentary, Heat, Smith and investigates how big business and government are responding to global warming. Martin, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
You know, this is a big topic, but Frontline loves to tackle the big topic. I'm wondering if it's possible to compare Barack Obama and John McCain on this issue in a really definitive way.
Sure. I think this is an interesting time. We got two candidates who both say they want to address climate change. And as you mentioned, you know, now we've got the challenge of a global credit crunch, and going forward, it's going to be very hard for them to take this up. But they both say they're going to do it. McCain has a long track record on this. Obama's come to this more recently, but I think he gets it too. So we're going to know in another 6 months how serious they really are.
You know, it's the progress that we've experienced in the last 8 years is that climate change, which wasn't even really in the political discourse at all, thanks to Al Gore and some others and to the crisis worsening, it now is in the political discourse. But the question of what you actually do about it, mobilizing the resources, and no single nation can really do it, that's really the challenge going forward. And, you know, I'm wondering what definitive steps even a single country can take that's going to be impressive here.
It is going to take an enormous amount of political will. And while the discourse has changed over the last 8 years, action from the White House has not been there. And so any legislation that would come before on the Hill was not going to get signed by the president. And so we really haven't seen any progress in the federal government. What we've seen is that some states, California and some others, take this on. Kansas is confronted the construction of new coal plants, as a lot of other states have. So we've seen a lot of sort of action out there. And some businesses see opportunities here, and they haven't really maybe switched their views on climate change, but some see opportunities and have gone forward and made investments. But what it's really going to take is real political will from the White House. And that we haven't seen.
John McCain has talked about embracing nuclear energy in a fundamentally new and more aggressive way as a way of dealing with fossil fuel. I mean, the chemistry works out. I'm wondering if the politics and the economics works out.
It's very expensive. You know, if we had built out a nuclear plant some years ago, cement and steel, all those commodities would have been much cheaper. You know, ever since Three Mile Island, and that was really even before that, banks were getting skittish about investing in nuclear because of waste and safety issues. But now McCain says he wants to build out 45 nuclear plants, 40 or 45, 50 nuclear plants. Well, that's about how many nuclear plants are going to go offline in the next several years. Mm. So that's going to – we're going to be sort of even. So we really have to build, if we want to increase the amount of electricity that we're getting from nuclear, which is right now about 20%, we've got to build like 100.
100.
And that's very, very expensive.
$2 billion a pop or something like that, right?
I think it's more than that.
Really?
I think these new coal plants that are going to promise clean coal, and that's another big part of this story, are up in that range. I think nuclear plants are costing even more than that.
You know, if you watch CNN and watch the campaign debates, you might think that the entire election was being brought to you by something called the Clean Coal Council. They're aggressive sponsors of political events on all of the cable networks. Describe the clean coal policy and which candidate has a better record on this.
You know, a few years ago, the coal lobby, that includes both the the coal miners, as well as the railroads who depend on hauling this stuff. About half of all the rail freight in the country is coal. And the utilities, of course, are the big part of that. They decided they had done some research and figured out that they needed to launch a PR campaign to make people aware that where electricity came from. Before that, they were happy to not have us know. But when they saw challenges coming, when the issue of climate change came on board, they thought, well, we better address this. So they launched this huge campaign, and they put a lot of ads on the debates through the primary season, and they're continuing this push. They spent over $40 million at the last pop. So they're very concerned about getting out there. They're pushing something called clean coal, which, in fact, doesn't exist. They're asking for – they want government money to invest in it. There are real questions. It's not so much the science as the feasibility of it. It's one thing to capture the carbon dioxide. It's another to find a place to put it. Not all parts of the country have what they saline aquifers is what they need, these places
right.
2 miles
places
under the earth.
Places to dump
to
carbon
dump the
so
waste.
It doesn't go into the atmosphere.
And it's every pound of coal that you burn is about 4 pounds of CO2.
Wow.
And so it fills Lake Erie to get rid of all that CO2. It's a bigger waste problem in some people's view than nuclear.
What do you think is more important in Barack Obama's campaign strategy here? Is it specific initiatives that he's proposed on climate change, or is it his more broad notion that he's going to increase America's profile in the world, restore a sense of global cooperation, and maybe have the clout to bring a global initiative to the fore?
Well, look, I think on the issue of clout, McCain may have an advantage.
Really?
McCain has been at this for some time. He also, you know, this has been an issue, even though it's a scientific issue, climate change. I mean, scientists are telling us that this is an urgent problem. It's been on the Hill divided between Republicans and Democrats. And in a sense, McCain can bring more Republicans on board. And he has shown that he's interested in this in the past. I think that they both are sort of borrowing from the playbooks of conservatives versus liberals in terms of what they want to do with this. McCain wants to depend much more on a market solution, put a price on carbon, and let businesses figure out how to get around it, how to move towards cleaner energy sources. And I think Obama clearly wants to invest more, use more taxes and incentives and whatnot, and be more proactive.
Right. Well, that's the comparison there. Martin Smith, thanks so much for being with us. Martin
Thank
Smith,
you, John.
Frontline correspondent, traveled the globe for Frontline's upcoming documentary, Heat, an investigation into what business and government are doing to combat climate change. It airs Tuesday, October 21st. Adora?
It certainly sounds like there's a lot of work to be done there. A lot of work. We're always on at The Takeaway. I want to remind you of that. And give us your 2 cents on the candidates. Which one you like? 877-8-MY-TAKE. And I'm Adora Udoji.
Huckenberry.
And this is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.